Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN Human Rights Office says one person was killed, dozens hurt, as Palestinians desperate for food, water, and other supplies rushed an aid distribution center run jointly by the U.S. and Israel. ABC's James Longman has more from Tel Aviv.
The aid site itself is mired in controversy. It's run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is an operation backed by the U.S. and Israel, but it employs private security companies with support from Israeli troops. The UN calls the situation heartbreaking, and they accuse Israel of weaponizing aid to force displacement through this initiative. They call instead for large-scale aid to be delivered directly to people.
President Trump is expected to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley this afternoon, the couple convicted of swindling the IRS and several banks out of tens of millions of dollars. Wall Street waiting expectedly for the earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Those results will be released after the closing bell. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge from the bench after allegations of inappropriate behavior. According to a report filed by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission after a panel and investigation, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burrs allegedly tried to go arrest a defendant herself when he was at a hospital. When he hadn't shown up for court, she wanted her bailiff to go arrest him. And when she was informed the bailiff couldn't leave the courthouse, she brought the man's defense attorney and got in the car herself. The complaint says she only turned around when the man's attorney said it was a bad idea, when she's supposed to remain impartial. The complaint also details sarcastic exchanges in another case with a different defendant. The high court's suspension order says Burrs acknowledges the facts in the complaint and takes responsibility. She'll be suspended for 1 week starting June 26th. A previous investigation from the Cap Time showed attorneys tried to get Burrs from presiding over their cases more than 400 times in about 4 years. And if you spot the governor out with a shovel full of asphalt, you're not seeing things. Terry Barr explains what he's up to.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
That's Terry Barr, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils talking education.
And we'll ask attorney Jim Santel if he can defend us against the Trump administration.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
President is more interested in giving that taxpayer money to trade schools and programs in state schools where they are promoting American values, but most importantly, educating the next generation based on skills that we need in our economy and our society. Apprenticeships, electricians, plumbers. We need more of those in our country and less LGBTQ graduate majors from Harvard University.
Oh, girl. Oh, hey, Caroline, girl. Love it.
Uh-huh. Girl, I don't know what apprentice is.
You know,
means.
Would her head explode if she was told there are gay plumbers?
Oh, there are.
And electricians?
There are gay plumbers. There are gay electricians. There are gay truckers. I know what? A couple of gay truckers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, we can have both. We can have gay Harvard graduates.
That's
and
scary.
Also plumbers. Yeah. Okay. So, sneaking someone drain just sounds gay, no matter what. Okay.
Sorry.
I can't anymore with your sorority sister. All right, let's bring our friend in. Oh, hi.
That's good coffee.
I take it back. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Del Rocky.
Have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos Del Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
There are gay cops and Indians, too. There
what?
Goes playing YMCA at one of his rallies. Young man, there's a place Carolyn Love is like, no, it's making my cross burn.
Yeah, gay construction workers? Oh, yeah.
Can I just say, this leads me to you retweeted somebody, Carlos, that wanted to start, because, you know, since the Jake Tapper book, we're all in this discussion again.
Yeah.
2024 and Democrats, circular firing squad and blah, blah, blah. What she just said, Carlos, sums up to me. They have always been the small tent party. Let's us be the big tent party. There's room for everybody.
Yeah.
They literally are like, nope, got to have electricians and plumbers, no gay people. Like, okay. What was that? Hello. Yeah, we're having John Pavlovitz on tomorrow, who wrote a great piece, While the Right is Devouring America, the Left is Eating Its Own. And it's just, it goes to a lot of the stuff you always say, Carlos. He writes, the election should have been a slam dunk of the century, but it wasn't. We should easily coalesced around our collective values, but we didn't.
Yep.
We should now be rising together to eradicate this fascism en masse, but we're not. That's because the left has a purity problem, and if we don't get over it, it's going to destroy us. I'm guilty of some of this. He says our daily news feeds are littered with knee-jerk liberal objections to mainstream candidates, questionable past behavior, one-time verbal gaffes, previous political positions we've decided are certain deal breakers. We immediately disqualify potential allies in the name of our personal values or religious beliefs, allowing no gray space for compromise, no personal evolution for people, no possibility of future alignment with them. We passionately partner in the work of our adversaries.
that's the crux of his piece.
Right. Yeah, we get in the middle of a food court and start fighting over what we should eat. It's got to be tacos. It's got to be Sbarro. It's got to be fish. You know, no, just eat the food. Just eat burger, fries, and vote. Go. Yeah, if we don't allow a nuance in our conversations, as we found out about on this show, and it's strictly agenda-based, then we're going to keep falling into that trap. Because there's nuance in every discussion. That nuance allows us to find places where we can agree, as opposed to, I don't agree with you because you're this. Well, right. Why? Let's break it down. So, yes, well, I agree with that article. That's our problem.
I mean, you were retweeting Andrew Schultz, who said one important concept left out of the discussion with Bernie Sanders on Schultz's podcast was how Bernie would have done outside of the Democratic bubble.
Yep.
He would have been vilified by the Trump team. If his popularity was so incredible, then one would think he would have won as a Republican and won. That thought is foolish. Dems are not perfect. Given the other choice, it was always Hillary. You vote to save the hive now. The rules have changed. Hashtag vote blue no matter who. I just like there to be room for everybody at the table. Do you know what I mean?
I stand by that. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Democratic Party has to make a decision. If Bernie's that popular and he wins, I think they had some foresight to go, he's going to get creamed in the election because America's not that far left, unfortunately, outside our bubble. Hillary is the more palatable candidate, which will ensure that we'll win, and then we steer left. It's a matter of how we steer the boat. You don't want to make a sharp 180-degree turn. You want to make small turns, bit by bit by bit. And it takes time. Yeah. We all want instant gratification
for our
relative values.
You and I may disagree on the moving to the Senate, because I don't think that's – I think Gavin Newsom moving to the center is what's, like, plummeting his popularity. He literally has –
But that doesn't mean placating the right. Moving to the center doesn't mean placating the right.
But he's lost
listening to the people that have grievances with the far left.
Right. He's lost 98.6% of his podcast audience. So that should tell you that he is not where – the Democratic base is. Let me finish. I think we saw the ageism that got Joe Bidenism. We've seen rampant anti-Semitism. I think there are a lot of factors that would have affected Bernie's run. But again, to your point, Carlo, to go back and refight 2016 again is the last thing we need right now, right?
Yeah, well,
you know, because then people are going, trust me, there are Bernie or die people that will, you know, write in now and go, you and Carlos are wrong. Bernie would have won. The fact Hillary lost proves that Bernie would have won. And here we go again. Right.
Yeah. But that, and speaking of nuance, you say ageism got Biden. I don't think it's ageism because we have Pelosi. We have Schumer. They're even older than Joe Biden, I believe, or at least as old. So it wasn't the ageism. It's that his mind was failing. That's what cost him.
I disagree.
It wasn't ageism. Otherwise, we'd get rid of Schumer and Pelosi. If it's ageism, we're getting rid of old people because of
thoughts.
Their age.
I have thoughts on Schumer. That's just not in terms of passing the baton for leadership. But I agree with Thomas. He said, oh, gee, Joe Biden was senile, but somehow he was running the best post-COVID economy in the world, supporting Ukraine and democracy everywhere, had great relationships with our allies, had Medicare, negotiating with drug companies and way more. I'll take senility. I mean, show me one decision or policy or thing he did. And meanwhile, everything Trump does shows that he is either senile, incompetent, or just criminal.
I agree. And both things could be true. Show me one decision or policy that Joe Biden couldn't have passed on to somebody else to do. It's an administration. If we get into the dogma, like it can only be Trump and it can only be Joe, that's where we're in danger. Joe could have passed the torch 2 years into it and said, I have a very competent administration.
Carlos,
who I recommend.
The problem is,
if you're Democrats and you're smart, you'll vote for who I recommend. Trust me, I'm Joe Biden.
Right.
That's how you play it.
I get it that because of the outcome, people now are able to go back and go,
I said it before
Joe
the outcome.
Should have gotten out. It's like, okay.
Adam Schiff and I said it before the outcome.
What outcome?
Michael Stivic, Rob Reiner and I were saying it before the outcome.
Okay.
Before the outcome, we were saying.
But again, you can argue like Lawrence O'Donnell did that it was too late. He gave, you know, we gave Kamala Harris too short a runway. So, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, if we all would have we would have saved the hive gotten behind
right
Biden, I think we could have gotten him across the finish line. We may disagree, but it's all the, oh my God, there's an article a day, Carlos, on going, this is about how all the Obama world has lost its shine because of, you know, everybody's turning on each other is the point, you know, and it's just, hopefully there is room for the Obamas and the David Pluffs of the world and the David Hoggs and the, you know, Malcolm Kenyattas and all of that.
Certain truths do not negate other truths. And I think that the timing of Jake Tapper's book is awful because Trump, there's far more worse things to talk about. And there was far more good that Joe did. But it doesn't negate the fact that after 2 years, he could have said, you know what? I need to hand this off. And that was a mistake, in my opinion.
Okay, gotcha. Covey says Trump is out here selling pardons and monetizing the presidency while Republicans in Congress are sending letters demanding to speak with Joe Biden's doctors. I'm just saying. I think you're right, the wrong book at the wrong time about the wrong,
the
wrong president. Pete in Wisconsin, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good, buddy. Every morning, I'd like to start out. All right. I'd like to start out with a little bit of a callback to the budget talks yesterday. The one thing that I keep hearing the Republicans saying right now is, you know, they're not cutting Medicaid. They're just, you know, denying Medicaid to able-bodied people playing video games in the basement. The only thing that is the new Cadillac, welfare Cadillac queens. It's that little lie that they tell themselves that they so that they can sleep at night, you know, and that's all that is. So let's just take that for what it is. Second thing is the Supreme Court, I believe, is just taking up a case, or the administration is appealing a case to the Supreme Court, wanting the Supreme Court to allow the administration to deport people to third-party countries. And at the same time, I believe they're using the same case to argue that they don't need to give the detainees due process. That this is a case, I mean, please ask Glenn Kirshner about this case, but I think this is the case that if the administration wins, like Katie barred the door, man, it's over after that because they can do pretty much whatever they want. And, you know, as long as I got the opportunity, hey, Carlos, I love you on Reno 911, and I'm a big, big fan. I'm a fanboy. Just had to get that out of the way. Hey, thanks, everybody.
Okay, everybody. Yeah, are we losing that that's exactly when you need due process is when you're accused of something?
When you're taken off the street because that you might or may or have gang affiliations. You should get your chance in court to prove that, whether or not that's true.
Yeah.
And if you're going by past behaviors, every single guy that's a Proud Boy that stormed the Capitol, they got pardoned. So that doesn't wash with me. They got due process. Everybody who stormed the castle They got due process. A guy that's working in a barber shop did not get due process. That does not make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, right? When they try to make that argument, January 6th terrorists didn't get due process, you're like, they got due process and pardoned. And by the way, they pled guilty. And were in prison. And, you know, so anyway.
There's one who said, I regret what I did.
I know I just said Democrats shouldn't live in the past, but here now is Kamala Harris, just so I can cry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's Kamala Harris yesterday.
I do worry, frankly, about what's happening right now in our world. I do worry that it is important that we remember history. It's important we remember the 1930s.
Mm. Yep, one more.
It's important that we remember that history has taught us that isolation does not equal insulation. It is important that we understand and remember history, which taught us the interdependence and interconnection between nations. History that has taught us the importance of relationships of trust.
I love her so much. Okay, we all have our Raising Arizona moments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You have them over Pete Buttigieg. You're always like, I love him so much.
There's four more like him inside.
I know, and this is where you talk about Wes Moore for 2020. I'm just
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, we're just,
I like Wes Moore as well.
I do too.
Why not start now?
That's what I'm saying. Big tent. I'm
right.
Good with anybody.
I,
you know who I'm loving? Just I've said it over and over, but J.B. Pritzker to me is
just Pritzker's great.
This is what I like the Democrats that aren't beating up on Joe Biden or other Democrats. You know that are presenting a positive case, and I think Pete's doing that, and I think J.B. Pritzker is doing that. I think he's hitting all the right notes. And I'm not saying that just because he's the only one that's done sexy liberal. But he has. And he was fantastic.
No, all very good qualified candidates.
Yes.
And again, administration sets forth policy. It's not just one guy.
Right.
I get it. We don't want to be cultish like the other side.
Right.
We want to be a party that says, hey, if somebody's in ill health or unfortunately gets in an accident, we have several people that can step online. We are worker bees, and we will vote for said person.
Save the hive.
We want this sexy thing where I want rights for this and rights for that. That ain't going to happen.
I love all your analogies. Sit down in the rowboat. We're all going to drown. What else?
Yep.
What else? What was the other one?
I don't know.
Let's save the hive. What else?
Save the hive. There's one on you're on the mountaintop. Don't reach for the wrong foothold. You're going to slip and pull us all down off the belay wire.
That too.
Off the tongue.
Get your hands off my crampon.
What?
I don't know. All right. Yeah. 19 minutes left.
Don't stand up in a boat is the best.
Right.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Or the casino's not giving the money back.
Right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Hi.
Love my friends at Native Path. I put my Native Hydrate in my bike or my hike bottle every single day. In my big coffee every morning, I have my Native Path collagen. It's completely flavorless. You can put it in what have you, your oatmeal, your smoothie, your coffee.
Wow.
We believe in that, has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, meet my little friend. Say hello to my little friend.
Yes.
A clean single ingredient formula with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Two scoops a day, you get 18 grams of protein. How about that, Captain Protein over
there?
Wow. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink, completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
If you want to see the socialist Biden-Harris future for our country, just take a look at
Stephanie Miller.
Well, in 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? A lot of us do these days. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. That's why people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and Transgender Law Center. Join today and you'll get all you want from your mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you'll get much more. You'll get a smart and easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo Mobile is simple and a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, use the code STEF25 and you'll get 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in the code STEF25 for that 25% off your service. Credo Mobile.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, speaking of Democratic infighting, during the break, a fight broke out between Bella and Carlos on which is the better Latino accent. So your mom from El Salvador would say...
It would say it's not Colombian or, you know, from Spain.
No, el acento mejor es el acento de Argentina, pollo, la lluvia.
I prefer your mom's accent. Can you tell the story about the accent. Can you tell the story about the bird?
Do Carlos, there's a bird that's feeding on the feeder. It's spectacular. She's talking to me, and I am talking to her. Chirp, chirp, chirp.
That was an actual conversation between Carlos and his mom about a bird.
That's an Argentinian accent, correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correcto.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, new reporting brings to light serious conflicts of interest for border czar Tom Homan, a previous consultant for a major private prison contractor.
Another
grift in a okay.
More money under the table.
Yeah, here is Tom Hobag, who does his face looks like an Easter ham, and he has not learned to enunciate.
Everybody wants to push back against ICE. We're going to pay a lot of attention to him because why? It's not a threat, but if you're going to support criminal aliens walking the street, then we know there's a problem there. He ought to be thanking ICE for arresting the criminal aliens they arrested. We made his street safer. A thank you would be nice, not attacking the men and women of ICE.
Yes, they take very seriously the assault of officers, as you can tell by all the January 6th terrorists being pardoned.
Yep.
Okay. I thought this seemed a little, I know it's way down the grifty, corrupty stack,
all right.
But yes. Leader of the Tom Homan, leader of the Trump administration's efforts to detain and deport millions of immigrants, mm-hmm. recently earned consulting fees from a detention center company that is expected to benefit financially from the crackdown. Before he joined the administration, he earned an undisclosed amount in fees consulting for a division of GEO Group, one of two companies that operates the vast majority of the nation's immigrant detention facilities. I swear to you, there is not one person that doesn't seem to have some horrible conflict of interest in this administration, right?
Yeah, it's a grifto-rama.
Yeah, it is.
They're all just grifting and banking and making it. There's no such thing as the emoluments clause anymore. It's just done.
Yeah.
Gone.
While literally using the term Biden crime family. Okay. Pam Bondi, can we? Yes. She is cracking down on people, the true problem in America, people throwing, Mardi Gras beads at Teslas. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Pam Bondi.
The domestic terrorism. Tesla. 9 cases in 7 jurisdictions, and we have made it crystal clear, no negotiations. These people are facing 20 years in prison, and that's why it's going to stop. We're fighting anti-Semitism. We had our first task force meeting. We are going forward on so many things. And at President Trump's directive, we are making America safe again, especially by getting these drugs off the street.
That was a bit of a mishmash, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was
and
all over the place.
They don't give a rat's ass about anti-Semitism. They're the ones with the... Nazis marching on their side in Charlottesville. Trump's having dinner with them at Mar-a-Lago.
Pardon? In neighborhoods near you, all these people with their face covered in U-Hauls tossing flagpoles in the back of a truck. And yeah, if you really wanted to stand up to that, you go after the white pride guys. If you really want to stand up to crime, you go after the January 6th rioters. Those were full of Nazis.
There you
Come
go.
On.
29 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Property tax bills in Madison may not be quite as high as expected, at least not for the portion that goes to the school district. When the Madison Metropolitan School District was pushing for residents to vote for the new referendums in the fall, they estimated it would cost the average Madison homeowner about $1,000 more on the next tax bill. That's based on the average Madison home now being valued at about $480,000. The district released a draft of their budget, and it shows property taxes would rise on the average property by about $830. Now, this plan is almost certain to keep changing because of federal cuts to the education budget and summertime negotiations for school funding in the state budget. The current draft for the school district includes staff raises, additional custodians to maintain the new and renovated facilities so they'll last longer, and more 4K teachers. Meanwhile, there's a bill in the state legislature that would require child abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin schools. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill was approved by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. She said it should include all children in the state of Wisconsin. Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus. Dietrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with cloudy skies and on and off light rain showers. Maybe a clap of thunder too. High temperatures still crisp, only scraping 60. And then tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the president for economic policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
As of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
Okay, guy that swims in poop water advises you not to get your children vaccinated.
The guy who said, listen to me, saying, listen to me.
Yes. Go ahead, Carlos. Your thoughts on Captain Brainworm?
You're the only one here who's procreated, so, you know.
It's ridiculous. It's the opposite of freedom. It is totalitarianism to eliminate a choice.
Thank you.
When you were complaining about wearing a mask, that was to do it to stop the spread of disease. When you're taking COVID, the children can carry a load into a senior citizen center and kill all those seniors. It's not about whether or not you're healthy. It's about protecting others around you.
And thank you, Carlos. Cases of the new COVID variant are linked to a large surge in China. They've been detected in multiple locations across the U.S. I mean, and as you always make this point, by the way, about abortion as well, but someone tweeted, you know who will be able to get COVID vaccines? Rich people and their kids.
Yep.
I told you with that crazy conspiracy theory of 2025 is how do we get rid of all the black people, which is to make health care harder for all the black and brown people, and the well-off white people will be able to afford it with this new policy on vaccination. Yes, it does not mean that you cannot get the vaccine. It means that you will have to pay for it or your insurance will have to cover it. When these far lefters cry about big pharma, they never talk about big insurance, and that's curious to me.
Yeah. I saved one last one from a doctor. Make no mistake, removing the CDC recommendations for COVID vaccines for kids and pregnant women is going to kill people, and it will disproportionately affect people who cannot afford to pay for vaccines out of pocket. Do not forget this decision was made without a confirmed CDC director. He says in one breath, don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor. And then, you know, obviously makes this more difficult for people to access. They just one last one, pediatrician here. When they change recommendations for vaccines, they essentially change the insurance company's decision to cover vaccines. They change the state's decision to stock vaccines in health departments. This is not leaving it up to the individual patient and doctor to decide. It is making it indirectly difficult to provide care, period.
Absolutely. And then you think about the waste of how many vaccines are just going to just spoil and die, I guess, eventually on the shelf, as it were. I know they try to freeze them, I suppose, but still there's going to be some of that that's going to go to waste. And it's just a horrible... it's like he's discarding them like ex-wives, you know, discarding science like, I don't like that anymore. Go. I want a new one.
Just you take one look at him and we're like, you take one look at him and go,
no,
we're looking to him for any... any kind of health advice? He does. I can't get out of my head that he looks like a boiled catcher's mitt.
He does.
Yeah. And the tanning beds somehow get an exemption. People who run tanning booths or get a tax break.
Yeah. Wait. So, Chris, do you know how this is going to work at Kaiser? Like where we are?
Everybody who goes to Kaiser has Kaiser health insurance. So.
Right. But what? So that's the. It's not going to cover the new COVID shot, is it, unless you're over 65 or immune compromised or.
It's a decision that is up to Kaiser.
Yeah, okay. All right. By the way, SpaceX had another rapid unscheduled disassembly, much as Trump is doing to the United States.
That's what they call one of Musk's marriages. It was another rapidly disintegrating assembly. So I had to let it go.
Oh, my goodness. It's time for our, you were warned. We have, just a couple. Let's see. NewsHour briefly interviews Bobby McGinnis. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, resident of Tylertown, Mississippi. He seems disappointed that President Trump hasn't done much of anything for his community after it was hit by a series of tornadoes. Tyler.
You were warned. We tried to tell you. You were warned. Now
guess not America first. Oh, hang on. Who's next? Come on down. Hold, please. Meet Nicholas Gilbert.
Okay. Hi, Nick.
That guy. A dairy farmer from Potsdam who wholeheartedly believed that Fox News, when they told him that Canada would be paying the tariffs, instead he received a Trump surcharge on his cattle feed, and he can't pass this tax on to the consumer because he's part of a co-op that has contract pricing. He will be bankrupt within a few months.
Never thought
that
we bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, never thought
the lepers would eat my face.
Okay.
So here we are. S. Murph says now he has canceled all student visas. This is a huge amount of tuition and expense money that will not be spent in America. He is also selling pardons. He is not well. Stable people don't do stuff like this. All of our former presidents and senators need to step up and condemn this behavior. I mean, Carlos, just yesterday, the amount of pardons he gave to completely get... First of all, pardons are supposed to be for people that have, you know, shown remorse, whatever. I mean, these are just tax cheats like him, you know?
Yeah, it is so pay-for-play, you know? Pretty soon it's just going to be like some ex-convict, ex-Klan guy caddying for him, going, I gave him a part. He killed five people, but he gave me a great golf score. He could have given me a double bogey, but he gave me a birdie. He's got a pardon, okay?
We've been talking about all of this. It was three separate sets, but this one, former nursing home executive Paul Walczak pled guilty to using his employees' taxes for his own personal use. He was ordered to pay $4.4 million in restitution, sentenced to 18 months in prison. So Trump just pardoned him. Mm-hmm. His mother helped put his case on Trump's radar. She raised millions of dollars for Trump's campaign and those of other Republicans. She also had connections in an effort to sabotage Joe Biden's campaign by publicizing the addiction diary of his daughter, Ashley Biden, mm-hmm. an episode that drew law enforcement scrutiny. So, and she went to this million-dollar dinner, and bam, there's the lady. And not a peep out of any Republicans of just this parade of corruption, right?
Yeah, you know, he set the precedent with he was going to, quote-unquote, pardon Zelensky. If Zelensky was going to give him dirt on Joe Biden, he was going to give Zelensky what he wanted.
Yeah.
By the way, he operates.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Rude Pundit reminds us the real Russia hoax was calling it a hoax. Thank you.
Yep.
I mean, is it clear enough yet that he's a Russian asset? I mean, he just admitted to helping, right, it wasn't for me, really bad things would happen to Russia. Oh, so you admit you've been protecting our enemy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So. As Paula Poundstone has tweeted, release the tape.
Yes. I mentioned that tweet earlier. Yes, Putin, please just release the P tape, for God's sake.
And I said, you use the proper verb, release.
Okay.
Oh, I got to release.
God. Ew.
Although not as inappropriate as all the bits we made you do in the 90s, which Chris was just digitizing over his...
Over the
break. Holiday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The new Thomas Jeffersons.
Oh.
Tipper Smokes Pot. Todd's Opera.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Tyler Whore.
Yeah. Oh, Janet Reno, sandpapers her areolas.
My areolas.
Linda Tripp, the big-ass reindeer.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the John Denver one, too. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton was John Denver's mechanic.
All right, Dan, I put a sling blade out there on the prop. Rocky Mountain High.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh. Looking at this track list, we were really obsessed with the John Denver plane crash for some reason.
Yeah, we were. Pretty bad.
Okay. And how many songs Elton John was going to write for Dead Blondes?
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? This is why we were consigned to...
Well, because Diana had just
this basement.
Died.
Because there's so many things that should have gotten us fired that didn't.
Yep.
Okay. Before Jesus Christ Superstud.
She Rag, Princess of PMS.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh.
The Sopranstones is still your favorite.
That was my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, because that took a lot of, like, production.
Oh, where Dino got his head lopped off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Fred, what do we welcome?
Yeah, that is exactly what you said in that bit, Carlos. In fact, we should play it.
Why did Janet Reno sandpaper her areolas? I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Okay. Richie in North Hollywood, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Richie.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Carlos. I think Biden sounded fine the whole time. The only time he was having a problem was when Jake Tapper wouldn't fact-check Trump, and he had to go backtrack everything on his own. That's the only thing that threw him off, but, I mean, it gave Jake Tapper a good chance to write a book, to create a crisis for a book. But I thought Biden was lucid most of the time, even on The View, given his interview afterwards.
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way, even a lot of Republicans now are admitting a lot of this book has been, you know, debunked. People have denied some of the stories in it. Jamie Harrison came out and said this didn't happen, that he didn't recognize me. I mean, it's just a lot of salacious gossip. And, you know, and also it seems like Jake Tapper's in a snit because he, you know, they picked Aaron Burnett to go to the White House instead of him, and he threw a fit and, you know, tried to call, what do you call it, Hunter Biden while Bo was dying to get the exclusive, and Atomic Dog said, trashing a former president who's fighting for his life against late-stage metastatic cancer so you can sell a trashy book tells us exactly who you are, Jake Tapper. I agree. And one last one, David, on the whole party. David Heath says, it wasn't long ago Republican Congress kept insisting that Joe Biden was corrupt when he wasn't. Now Trump is openly and proudly corrupt and Republicans are silent. Does anyone even ask them about these pardons? Has anyone asked any of these Republicans about any of this just blatant?
No,
he's blatantly saying it's $1 million. He's selling dinners with him for $1 million just to influence his policy. I mean, it's all out in the open.
A big bowl of Crypto Crunch for you for breakfast. Here it is, Mar-a-Lago's Crypto Crunch with crunch berries, with crypto berries. Delicious.
Nor
has he mentioned anything about the guy who tried to, quote-unquote, kill him in Pennsylvania. There's no mention of that. Dead, gone, buried, gone. He's gone.
I know. God, I hope all these stories come
Harvey
out someday.
Lee Harvey Oswald him. Like, they Jack Ruby'd him in a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. He's got nothing to say. Bye. Moving on.
Yeah.
What about ear? Moving on.
One last one. Other 98, Jake Tapper's now calling Joe Biden's mental decline worse than Watergate. If he was an actual journalist, he would be reporting how Trump is committing crimes worse than Watergate every single day. I would say multiple a day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Actually, one a day is being generous, I think. All right, let's do one last one real quick. Doug in San Antonio, you're on with Carlos.
Hi, good morning, Carlos. Morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
And Kat. Two quick things. In Japan and most of Europe, they do gasification, and they have zero waste. My house is built on a landfill, and it's already sunk in, so I had to re-jack it up. But if I can help me spread the word that if we put gasification centers throughout the United States in the heaviest, San Antonio being the 7th largest in the nation, and L.A., you know, we stagger them. We can run that gas. Your plastic car that you got stored away that you don't want to put gas in anymore, you can put syngas.
All right. I'm all for gasification. Anything I can turn into a fart joke that also helps in the environment, I am all for.
Yeah, there's some guy running around on social media converting wasted plastic or any type of plastic into fuel for cars and engines. And
I saw that.
If indeed that's true, that's a wonderful thing, and hopefully he doesn't get tuckered.
Imagine if we could use all the bull that Trump spews every day. Imagine what we could power.
Yeah, all of his loaded diapers are quite literally could be converted into fuel.
Speaking of that, Teacher Poopy Pants was also on that CD.
Oh, yes. The L.A. teacher who sued the school district because she said that the children threw liquefied feces at her. And there was an investigation, and she was determined to be the source of the feces.
Yep.
Okay,
speaking of which, didn't
she
we do the one about that astronaut that drove 9 hours to...
We did.
With the diaper on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, we did do that, too. The crazy lady with the... Oh, right.
I'm going to get you. I ain't stopping.
That's got to be the next Adele song. What? Oh, are you finding Teacher Poopy Pants?
I just downloaded it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna take a second.
Oh, okay. Well, we can wait. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Tom?
Yeah, all right. Ta-da.
Oh. Todd's Opera. That was my other
favorite.
Yeah,
that was another one.
It's the stuff we made Carlos do.
We did.
Probably against several, I don't know, workplace.
Stop napping in the screening room and start making the jokes.
Yeah.
Every day, Chris hands off Snakey.
Uh-huh.
Time to make the comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Todd is the head of the CB Distillery in our mind, right?
Yes.
CB Distillery, I'm telling you, it's not just for sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets, right, far away dog? Okay, Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day and pawdicure day.
Yep.
If you are struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns you haven't found relief, make the change like millions of us have to CBD from CB Distillery. I use the Relief Stick every Saturday after my long bike ride. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Type in the code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
I can be a real serious bitch if I don't get what I want.
watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Well, I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now, right? Don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million 5-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Get your free photo prints now. Just go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, StephanieMiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion brought to you by Home Title Lock. You know scammers can literally steal your house right out from under you.
What, with a portable hole?
Yes, with a movable hole in a mountain and a little bit of exploding bird seed. Bam. No, it's house stealing. That's what the FBI calls it. When's the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me and the answer is never, that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock, their $1 million triple lock protection. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes, if fraud happens. They spend up to $1 million to fix it and restore your title at no extra cost. Here's the best part. I teamed up with Home Title Lock. I can get you a free title history report. You can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Type in Stephanie250. 54 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos. Oh, King Charles. Okay, spoke in Canada.
A vous.
I wish to express to you and to the people of Canada my heartfelt gratitude, and that of my wife, for the warmth of the welcome which we have received.
Some reminds us the true North is indeed strong and free.
Oh, that was a dig against Trump there.
Yes, and he did a little smirk. He did a little smirk.
Yep.
I believe the Queen, I believe there was not enough Dubonnet in the world to endure Donald Trump. I believe she remained unamused by Donald Trump
her
entire life.
This was the first throne speech by a king or queen in 50 years. So it's been a while since she's...
Since she's very Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The North is free.
Okay, speaking of Europe, Tesla sales across Europe plunged by half last month, even as growth in the electric car market picked up pace. Wow, that is, he's having a, he had rapid, another rapid, unscheduled disassembly of a rocket.
Yeah.
Yes, he is in Trump's big, beautiful bill and Tesla sales scene.
Everything a good
Trump
week.
Touches dies.
His week is worse than Bella's.
Right?
Well.
Aw.
Mine's
pretty bad because I have to start a sentence with FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Dan Bongino.
Yo.
Yo, Danny, have a slice.
So all of this blatant corruption going on, this criming every second of every day in the Trump administration, he's announced the agency's reinvestigating the case of the cocaine found at the White House in 2023. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
That Trump wildly speculated it belonged to President Biden and his son.
Yep.
They were doing blow in the Oval Office.
Yep.
The FBI will also revisit the pipe bombs. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just have spring allergies.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good. Yeah, let's get to the bottom of those pipe bombs. Yeah. The Capitol riot. So they're going to try that whole thing. The FBI was behind it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court's leak of the Supreme Court, the Roe v. Wade leak. Really? Why are we investigating the cocaine? Because Biden. Because it was Biden's White House. And, anyway.
Yep.
It's Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear dropped it.
Yes, that's exactly right. What's that, Carlos? You'd like to hear a little of Teacher Poopy Pants? Why, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's revisit.
All right.
All right, class. So we see at the close of our calculations that the square root of 4 is 2. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, that's going to be bad. Oh, jeez. Oh, holy cow. Oh, my. All right, kids, we'll take a short recess.
All right. Okay. It was an actual news story. Never let it be said that we didn't cover the hard news.
Well, that's real.
That was the soft news.
That was the soft news. That wasn't very hard at all.
Yeah.
If it had been harder, then she wouldn't have had to leave class.
Listen, fortunately, we didn't have time for Woody and Sunyi's honeymoon, which I don't know what that bit was, but I'm going to say Carlos is a terrible, terrible man.
Yes.
No, hey. He only said the things that you made him say.
Yeah. And a clarification for your listeners out there, saving the hive means that after the primary has established a candidate, we vote for that candidate, just like Bernie Sanders did. He voted for Hillary. I voted for Kamala to save the hive, not for some perfect candidate that had the perfect policies.
We're going to talk more with
the nominee. You vote for the nominee as a Democrat, whether you love them or not. That's what that means.
We're going to talk with Pastor John Pavlovitz more about that tomorrow, along with Carl Frisch and Dr. Red Leonard. Carlos Alzraqui, we love you. We love your coffee.
Thank you, Carlos.
See you next week.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk says he is disappointed by the reconciliation bill that narrowly passed the House last week. He says that big budget just costs too much. Independent analysts have calculated the plan could add billions or trillions to the national debt. The Trump administration rejecting North Carolina's recent request for additional FEMA funding for the cleanup from Tropical Storm Helene last fall. Here's ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responded that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
The Gaza Health Ministry says one person was killed, dozens more hurt when a desperate crowd rushed an aid distribution center in Gaza. This is ABC News.